Let's bow our heads for prayer.
Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristo, Baba varikumusoro kudenga, Jehovah tinokutendai mangwanani ano. Ishe Jesu, makationa tichirarama mugore rino, tichikunamata nenzira yakadai. Samasimba tinoziva kuti hakusi kugona kwedu kana pfungwa dzedu Baba, asi kuti nyasha dzenyu dzoga. Samasimba tirikunamata mangwanani ano, tinoziva kuti ishe ndimakata mukati azvizoyo anomhanya. Azvoyo anoda, asi ndiJehovha anoradza nyasha. Mangwanani ano tiri kutsvaga nyasha dzenyu Baba, tichiziva kuti patabva kudzimba dzedu ishe pane zvikumbiro zvakawanda zvatinazvo, pane zvitsvako zvakawanda zvatinazvo, pane mubvunzo yekutoda kubvunzwa, toda mhinduro Baba, ende mhinduro yacho haibvi kune vanhu. Jehovha ndimi mupinduri wemubvunzo. Kusvika muprofita paakauya kwakatomboita questions and answers.
Amen.
Baba, zvaizikanwa kunzi vana venyu vanobvunza, vane mubvunzo yavanotenge vainayo, ende Mwari hamuna kuramba kubvunzwa ishe, makatopa mhinduro kumubvunzo iyoyo. Mangwanani ano vana venyu vauya Baba, uyai nemhinduro ishe Jehovha. Pane vamwe vatouya vachirwara ishe, vatouya nekutenda kuti tichapora taenda kukereke. Samasimba tinoziva kuti imi hamutinyadzisi, munotaura chokwadi, munomira nevimbiso dzenyu, makatipa bhuku yakazara vimbiso ishe. Imwe yacho ndondini Jehovha anopodza zvirwere zvenyu zvose Baba, hapana chirwere chine exception, zvese zvirwere munopodza Baba. Saka kana paine vauya vakaremerwa vakatsimbirwa neurwere Baba, tinonamata Jehovha, dzikai ishe Jesu, mugoradza dunurirwa rwenyu rekuti Jehovha rafa. Samasimba tinokokai pakuverengwa kweshoko, tinoziva kuti sevanhu vakaverenga mabhuku tinokwanisa kuverenga, asi dudziro hakuna kumwe kwainobva, inobva kumusoro kudenga. Samasimba tinokutendai sazvose mukati maroko rwenyu muzita raJesu Kristu mangwanani ano. Amen.
Amen.
I greet you all this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndokwasai mose mangwanani ano muzita raIshe Jesu Kristu.
I greet you all this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndinodzokorora ndinokwasai zvakare mangwanani ano muzita raIshe Jesu Kristu.
That's better now. Amen.
Amadaira zviri nani apa.
You understand me. I'm a bit noisy, so I expect the people to be responsive. Amen.
Munofana kundinzwisisa nokuti ini ndinotaura ndichidanidzira, ndotarisira kuti mudairewo muchidaro.
So I want to I'm happy to see you all.
Ndinofara kukuonai mose.
This 2019.
Muna 2019.
And I'll say compliments of the season.
Ndinoti makorokoto egoreja.
May the Lord bless you in 2019.
Dai Mwari vakuropafadza imi 2019.
May the prosperous year for each and every one of us.
Dai gore rino rave rekubudirira kune mumwe nemumwe wedu.
If you desired a job in 2018 and you did not get it,
kana waishuvira basa muna 2018 ukasariwana,
we pray that God gives you in 2019.
Ndinamata kuti dai Mwari vakupa basa muna 2019.
If you desired a marriage in 2018,
kana waida kuroora kana kuroorwa muna 2018,
and it did not happen,
hazvina kuitika,
we pray God do it for you in 2019.
Ndinamata kuti Mwari vakuitire muna 2019.
If you desired a child in 2018,
kana waida mwana muna 2018, hauna kuwana mwana,
we believe that God will do it in 2019.
Tinotenda kuti Mwari achakupa mwana muna 2019.
Holding on to our faith.
Toramba takabatirira pakutenda kwedu.
Amen.
Amen.
I won't waste much of your time. Shall we open our Bibles?
Handisida kutora nguva yenyu yakawanda. Regai tivhure mabhaibheri edu.
I want to thank Brother Makwinye for inviting me.
Ndoda kutenda Mama Makwinye nekundikoka
to come back home.
Kudzoka kumusha.
Amen. You know I love this place.
Munoziva kuti ndinofarira kereke ino zvikuru.
I love you all.
Ndinokudai mose.
And I always pray for you.
Ndinogara nichikunamatirai.
Numbers chapter 30.
Numeri chitsauko 30.
We'll start reading from verse 2.
Chaverenga kutanga verse 2
to verse 5.
Kusvika pa verse 5.
I think okay, if any man vow a vow unto the Lord,
kana munhu achinge apikira Jehovha miko,
or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond,
kana kuzvisunga nekupika,
he shall not break his word,
haafaniri kushandura shoko rake,
but shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth.
Unofanira kuita zvose zvakabuda mumuromo make.
If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord,
kana mukadziwo kana achinge apikira Jehovha,
vow a vow unto the Lord, and bind herself with a bond,
kana kuzvisunga nekusunga kokupika,
being in her father's house,
achiri mumba mababa vake,
in her youth,
achiri musikana.
And her father here Eva.
Baba vake vakanzwa kupika kwake.
And her bond wherewith she has bound the soul.
Nekuzvisunga kwaakazvisunga nako.
And her father shall hold his peace at her.
Baba vake vakamunyararira havo.
Then all her vows shall stand.
Ipapo kupika kwake kose kuchava nesimba.
And every bond wherewith he shall bound his soul shall stand.
Nokusunga kwake kose kwaakazvisunga nako kuchava nesimba.
But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth,
asi kana baba vake vakamudzivisa nomusiyo vanozvinzwa nao,
not any of her vows or her bonds wherewith he has bound herself shall stand.
Kupika kwake kose nekuzvisunga kwake kose kwaakazvisunga nako,
The Lord shall stand. The Lord shall forgive her because her father disallowed her.
Akunga vene simba Jehovah uchamukanganwira nokuti baba vake vamudzivisa.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
Muparidzi chitsauko 5.
We shall read from verse 4.
Chaverenga kubva muverse 4.
When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed.
Kana uchinge wapikira Mwari mhiko, usanonoka kuripa, nokuti iye haafarire mapenzi, ripa zvaunopika.
Better it is that thou shouldest not vow, than thou should vow and not pay.
Zviri nani kuti urege kupika, pakuti, upike, usingaripi.
May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word.
Take our seats. Ishe varopafadze kuverengwa kweshoko ravo, mugare zvenyu pasi.
I trust you'll be praying for us. I'm normally not a nervous person. I'm normally not a nervous person. But I'm a bit nervous this morning. Maybe because I'm seeing a lot of eyes. And I'm used to preaching to a few people. Therefore, we get to the fear of crowds.
Saka inini ndinobva ndatanga kutya kuwanda kwevanhu.
But I believe that God will help us.
Asi ndinovimba kuti Mwari vachatibatsira.
He will undertake for us this morning.
Vachatibatsira mangwana neano.
I trust I won't be as fast as I normally do.
Ndovimba kuti handisi kuzomhanyisa sezvandinowanzoita.
But I will try to go step by step.
Asi ndichaedza kuti ndifambe zvishoma nhanho nenhanho.
So that we go together.
Kuti tifambe pamwe chete.
And paint the picture that I want to paint correctly.
Kuti tobata mufananidzo wandinoda kuedza kubudisa zvakanaka.
Because I believe it does not help just to rush.
Ndotenda kuti hazvimbobatsira kuti tingomhanya.
And not bring out the picture correctly.
Asi usina kunyatsobudisa pfungwa yako.
It has to come out clearly.
Zvinofanira kunyatsoenda pachena.
And we believe that God will help us this morning.
Ndovimba kuti Mwari vachatibatsira mangwana.
So for a title this morning.
Saka semusoro wemharidzo.
We want to talk about the power of a promise.
Tinakutaura pamusoro pesimba yevimbiso.
Now a promise has got power.
Vimbiso ine simba.
It's one of the most powerful things that we can ever have.
Vimbiso ndochimwe chinhu chine simba chatingava nacho.
You can be going around there.
Unogona ngorungotendera zvako.
You see a very old man and a very old lady walking together.
Ona mutana neimwe chembere vachifamba pamwe chete.
All of them have got gray hair.
Vose vane vhudzi jena.
That's the power of a promise.
Ndo simba revimbiso.
It's the power of the promise.
Kana simba revimbiso.
Has made that old man and that old woman to live together.
Yaita kuti mutana uyu nechembere izvigarisane.
There is nothing more.
Hapana chime chinopfuura.
It's just the power of a promise.
Ingori simba yevimbiso.
This old man promised this old woman, when they were still a young boy and a young girl, that I will love you, I will cherish you, and till death do us part. So they are walking together and doing everything together because of the power of a promise that they have made. If they had not made that promise, they would not be together. But they are together because a promise was made. We are here this morning simply because of a promise. God has given us promises. This book that I have here is a book of promises. God has promised us a lot of things here. So we are here because of a promise. Actually, we can call ourselves children of promise because there is a promise. Amen. And God is saying here, it's better for you to not to vow than for you to vow and not fulfill. And the moment you vow and not fulfill, the Bible calls you a foolish person.
Amen.
So we have got too many fools. Some of them here this morning. Amen. We have got too many fools. Some of them come to church every Sunday. Amen. Because they make vows and they don't fulfill what they have vowed. And God is saying, it's better for you. Now you see the power of a vow. Now if God is saying that about you, it means God is not like a headmaster. He's not like a headmaster. When we were at school, when I was a teacher, the headmaster would come here on a Monday morning and he would tell the students that we don't allow anyone to go through the lawns here. Soon after the assembly, the headmaster walks over the lawn. He's breaking the very law that he has taught the students right there. So God is not like that. He doesn't break his own laws. When God says something, he is also bound by his own laws. Remember, the first believer is God himself. Before you believe the word, God himself was believing the word. That is why God says, let there be light. There was no light. When God said, let there be light, he believed what he had spoken, and there was light. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm expecting to preach to somebody. Amen. Amen, amen,
amen.
Because you are not amening anything anyway.
You
are just saying amen to the words.
Amen.
We come here not for anything else. We come for the word. Amen. We sing in preparation for the word. We do everything in preparation for the word. So when the word comes, that's the climax. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, the highest way in which God speaks to a believer is through the pulpit. Amen. You might dream, yes. You might speak in tongues, yes. But the highest way is through the pulpit. Amen. So if you've got if you've got something that is troubling you, listen carefully this morning. God will speak to you. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is a serious issue. And when you vow to God, you must make sure you are serious about what you are doing. Amen.
Amen.
Not even vowing to God. Even if you vow to your children.
Amen.
Because you know a lot of parents are liars. Very, very big liars. They will tell their children, if you become number one in class, I'll buy you a bicycle. And the child works very hard. That boy is not sleeping. He is reading books. He's seeing a bicycle on the books. He comes out number one. The parent changes. Amen. That parent is a fool. Amen. He's a foolish parent. Amen. Because the next time, you tell your child to do something, she knows he's not serious. That guy is a liar. Amen. That woman is a liar. They are not Jewish. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, may God help us this morning. Amen, amen, amen. Now, we want to look at someone here. Judges chapter 11. We want to look at someone here. So you put your Bibles close to you. I'll be reading a lot also. Judges chapter 11.
Judges 11.
This is a simple issue that we know. This was about a man called
Jephthah.
In the book of Judges. Now this might appear like a... Now, let's hear what happened here. And Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord. Verse 30. Judges chapter 11, verse 30. And Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord. And said, if thou shalt without fail, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into mine hands, then it shall be,
ipapo,
whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me. When I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be Lord's. And I will offer it for a burnt offering.
Now this
appeared like a simple vow.
Now when this
brother is going to war. No, he is the general, he is the leader of, he was the judge. In the time of Israel. Then he says, well, I'm going to battle with Ammon. And when I fight Ammon, and I win, and I'm coming back home, the first thing that comes out of my house to welcome me, that is him. I'm going to give you to the Lord. Whether it's a cow, whether it's a dog, whether it's a person, whatever, we don't know. So this brother goes to battle. He has sworn to his own head. Whatever happens, so when you are making a promise, you should not be afraid of the consequences. Because there are some promises with the consequences.
Amen.
So before you make a promise, you must ascertain the consequences of the promise that you want to make, because you might make a promise and then it becomes grievous for you.
Amen.
Because the consequences of the promise are grievous consequences. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I always refer to marriages a lot of times.
There's
a lot of people who rushed into marriage. And the consequences of that promise have become grievous. Amen. That sister can no longer smile. Amen. That brother is getting thinner and thinner. Since the day he said I do. Amen. Because of the consequences of the promise that he made. Amen. He stands khaki. Amen. It's a consequence. Amen. Somebody say amen somewhere.
Amen.
There is a consequence to a promise that you make. So you have to ascertain that you really mean it.
Amen.
Because there is no going back. What you promise, there is no going back. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we tell the young
boys,
don't just rush
and say, I want to marry you.
Amen.
Be sober.
Amen.
Pray.
Promise
that you gave.
Amen.
You know, these days it's very easy to propose to a girl. Just say a WhatsApp message. Can I have your number? That's it. When you get the number,
they
will come to the pastor. They are already. And they are sending each other emojis of love. Now,
the
issue of marriage is more than the emojis. Now, when you get into the house, you find there is more than the WhatsApp emojis. You must
Understand
what
you are doing. You are not sincere.
In the promise that you do.
There's a consequence. Now let's read about this brother. Now this brother makes a vow. He says the first thing that comes out of my house. The first thing that comes. Ichocho I'm going to give you.
That one I will sacrifice to
then
you.
The Lord heard it.
Amen.
That is why the Bible says by thy words Thou shalt be judged. And for every idle word, thou shalt give an account. Brother, so the tongue is a very dangerous organism. You might say things thinking it's jokes, but God may hear it and doesn't take it as a joke. And you shall answer for that idle word. Because the Bible says, for every idle word that you speak, thou shalt give an account. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Verse 32. And so Jephthah passed over the children of Ammon. To fight against them. And the Lord delivered them into his hands. And he smote them from Arrow. Even till thou come to Minnith. Even 20 cities.
And
the plain of the vineyards. With a very great slaughter. With a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel.
Now,
God has heard the promise. If thou shalt deliver me from the children of Ammon, I will give the first thing. Amen. So God is now testing the promise. Amen, amen, amen. Now God is testing the promise.
Verse 33.
Amen.
Amen.
And he's all right. Verse 34. And Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house. And behold, what comes out first? What comes out first? His daughter,
Mukunda wake.
Amen. Came out to meet him. Now this is innocent girl, she is dead. Now if you have got daughters, you understand.
Mean,
they love daddy.
Amen.
Maybe more than mama.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
It's always the opposite. The boys love mama.
Amen.
More than they do daddy.
Amen.
But maybe when they grow up, it becomes opposite. Amen. Because when...
Right.
But it's true. When they grow up now, it's now the girls with the mama. And the boys with their wives. Amen. They might not care about anyone else. Amen. And they just care about this or their wives. Amen. So if the wife is not careful to love the husband's mother,
amen.
Then the husband's mother becomes destitute.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's true.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
And this married sister, the husband is in trouble. Every month there's no grocery to my mother.
If there's no
grocery
at my mother,
there is trouble
there.
Prinoso chikwaru no pisa mai vava tumirwa eko kesh. Amen. Kana mai vakasa tona eko kesh.
When eko kesh is sent.
Amen.
Amen.
No reality is open, you guys.
These are the realities of life.
I was out to see restart this. This is the one jugaz no chikisa sterek. Ne super duper no chikisa sterek.
Amen.
These
are the things that are important.
These
are the important things, not gambling or other things.
When you send
money to your mother, send it to your in-laws.
Also.
It must be the same amount.
Can I go do 50 or 50?
You send 50 to your mother.
Send 50 or 50 or say.
Amen. 50 there.
They are all
in the rooms.
They are all in the rooms.
So
can 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, Amen.
But when they are doing that, my brother is being grieved.
Some
are just grieved quietly.
Ask what hours I get, but I got
some.
You
can just tell that the countenance.
Something
is happening because that brother sent 50 to his mother. We're not talking about the one that was sent underground.
Is it not known by the brother?
150
is not official.
150 is the one sent officially.
But there was an official man.
But there was one sent and the message was deleted. Are we together?
Are we
together? Wake up your neighbor who is sleeping.
Amen.
Amen.
We are
talking reality. When you vow,
you
must be sincere.
Be sincere in whatever you are doing.
You know,
this very, very innocent girl.
You know, asinaka.
She comes out.
Abuda. After the girl is singing, welcoming to daddy.
And alas, my daughter. All right, okay, let's finish reading verse 34. And behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances. And she was his only child.
Only one child, that daughter.
Amen, amen, amen. And she was his only child. Besides, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass when he saw her.
When the daughter is rejoicing that daddy has come back, the father is tearing his clothes.
The Bible says, and he rent his clothes. Amen. Oh, man. And he rent his clothes. Says, alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low. And thou art the one that troubled me. And for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord. But look at the father. He knew the importance of a vow. He says, and I cannot go back. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
I cannot go back.
And
she said, and she said unto him, my father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do according to me. to that which thou hast processed of thy mouth. For as much as the Lord hath taken vengeance for thee of thine enemies.
Amen.
Amen. This is the only time God accepted human sacrifice. In the whole of the Old Testament. This is the only one. Because this man had vowed a vow. And he could not go back on his vow. Amen. And she said unto her father, let this thing be done unto me. Let me go alone 2 months. That I may go up and down the mountains and beware my virginity.
You heard what the pastor was saying. These days there is nothing to cry about.
Amen.
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 They have nothing to cry about because they are no more virgins. They are in church, but they are no longer virgins.
Brother, Mwari vatibatsire.
May God help us.
Upombwe uri mune vana vedu Mwari vatibatsire. Upombwe wazara kuzvikoro Mwari vatibatsire.
Among our children in the schools,
Mwari vatibatsire. Amen.
May God help us.
Vechidikita amen apa.
You young ones, say amen.
Ndimi muri munyaya dzatikutaura.
You are the one bringing shame to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Mazwana emakuto taimbo chiborwira vana chikoro dze, hey musamugere musoro chinyura matsamba. Mazwana tutanga tavheta.
These days, you long ago we would assist our children with letters so that they might not have their hair cut. But these days we must face
it. You'll
be ashamed.
We
were brought to shame.
After
the end time message logo and stamp and sending the letters.
Kurukuzoya matamba ruva kuchikotambata na teacher.
Coming letters from school. We caught them in fornication and adultery with the teacher.
Uyauya wamukati kisagere uyauya.
Now that one whom you brought letters.
Ari kupomba kupita wakagera.
Now she's committing adultery more than those with the haircuts.
Now we are clever. We are now clever. We work with you according to your life.
You want to force us
to know what you're saying.
She stands here. Stands here. Are you not ashamed?
You will be ashamed. This is no place for adultery. This is a holy place. This is a holy church. There is no place for adultery. There is no place for unbelief. There is no place for mischief. This is a holy place. God is holy. He requires a holy church. God is holy. He requires the holy brothers. God is holy. He requires holy sisters. Keep yourself young woman. Keep yourself young man. We can't keep on wasting time. Following your adulteries in church.
You are only there to say sorry.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sort
those who are going back to school. I was once a teacher. I know what I'm saying.
There will
be my Rebecca and Baba Rebecca at school.
You know, our own daughters
at school, they have got boyfriends and they already have son and daughter's names.
Baba Future.
To give yourself such a horrible names. And they will give spiritual. I'm Shekinah's father. Shekinah of adultery.
We are now here to worship.
They won't sit down. They come to the table. They eat. You have guts more than the devil. You have got the audacity more than Satan.
Hey,
your audacity, where did you get Sunday out? You commit adultery and come to church.
mazuva acho ari kudzoka ka.
Just wait and see.
Ivimbiso kaikanzi achadzoka.
Now it's a promise that the days of Ananias and Sapphira are coming back.
Saka nari kudzoka zvichatangira iwewe.
If they are coming back.
Umwe musuchango svika kupande zvemazuva ese.
And you come thinking it. Wosvika
zvauye uyai kuno. Amen.
You think it the same.
Ah, ndinokutaurira.
If he called and come, say come.
Amen.
I'm warning you.
Ayayayayayaya.
They have nothing to cry for. They have no virginity to cry for.
Pana.
No.
Uya kati baba.
Said father.
Ndazviwa zvamataura.
I've heard what you say.
Ndazviwa.
I've heard it.
Eh, ndatozviwa kuti zvikoro zvikufura. Sana ndakatozva pamanotsi izvozvo.
I know that schools are going to open.
Sana ndakatozva nyaya ndatozviwa.
So even where I was going to preach, I would not leave this issue of those going to school.
Because my youth pane basa.
Amen. There is a problem. There is delinquency among the youths.
Eh. Ah, patone basa chairo chairo.
There is a problem.
Huombe chairo kwete kumbotamba.
A very big problem.
Ndoti tikutoda Jesu chatikasaona Jesu tichachema pano.
We really need Jesus.
Tichadzokana makunokuverenga makotation nekudzinga vanhu.
We will be reading quotations and putting
Jesu kaverenge emakoti chipaiwa.
Not for quotations.
Tichingoverenga kudzinga chete.
Are reading quotations for getting
excommunicated vanhu.
We are not here to excommunicate
people.
We are here for the progression of the church.
Yo tende ukandiwa batwa.
Amen. If you are the one caught, repent.
Amapoko ndisika sezva ndikuti ndodzeza zvandiri kutaura.
Do you think I don't know what I'm saying?
Kana uchi kutoparidza ndozoti apa ndakabata nyaya apa.
When you are preaching, you can really feel that, I've hit the soft spot.
Even the life wire, manje.
This is the life wire.
Even the life wire.
This is the life wire.
Amen.
Amen.
Kune vakabatwa here, kune vasina. But the message we want.
Amen. There are those who are caught, and there are some who are not yet caught, but you are all guilty.
Kusika Israel.
Until Israel.
Yeah, it was celebrated as well.
It will celebrate this day. When Jephthah's daughter was sacrificed, we must remember it. That in
Laodicea
there were good girls in church. That at East there were virgins. You know the problem we have. You know, people, they are trying to pat one another on the back in mischief.
I know.
I'm not the only one in this. You know, also brother so-and-so. And so-and-so. You. No, the problem is, you don't know your position. You might be following a goat and you are a lamb. But God is going to chastise his lamb. He doesn't care about the goats.
Amen.
Amen.
Ucharohwa zvako uchadzoka.
You are going to be chastised.
Uchanyara zvinonyadzisa iwe.
You will be brought to shame.
Andinokudza handa.
I'm telling you.
Handi chapupu cha Jesu Kristu mweya uprofita.
And the testimony of Jesus Christ, the spirit of prophecy.
Zvatanga kana.
No, no, we are not going to speak in tongues.
We speak the word and prophesy.
Tinotaura shokuramani ndokuprofita kwacho.
Because tikutobata totozviziya.
We are hitting the areas we know it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's you have to make sure you live right.
Iva nechokwadi kuti uri kurarama zvakanaka.
All right, let me take a quotation.
Regarding chinokorwa.
I was supposed to take it maybe as one of the last ones.
Ndanga tifana kuverenga izvi pamwe chekupedzisirawo.
But it's okay, let me read it first.
Asiye zvino zvakanaka kuti ndingoverenga sekutanga.
Because I've just gone in that area.
Nekuti ndabva ndangopindawo munyaya yacho.
So I yes. And there was a certain school.
Paive nechimwe chikoro.
And in this school,
zvino muchikoro ichi,
was a group of young Americans come over.
Paive nerimwe boka raitwa kunge reve America vechidiki.
And every one of them,
zvino mumwe nemumwe wavo vose,
almost did the same thing.
Vaita zvakafanana.
Brother, that is the problem that we have.
Ndodambudziko ratinaro.
Nekuti almost every one of them,
hanzi tingangoti kuda vese.
They are doing the same thing.
Varikuita zvimechete.
Because they are doing the same thing.
Varikuita nokuti varikuita zvimechete.
They think they are justified.
No, varikungoti zvakarurama.
In doing the same thing.
Mukuita zvakafanana.
There is no justification in numbers.
Hakuna chinhu hachizonzi chakanaka nokuti maita makawanda.
Justification is in the word.
Kururamiswa kuri mushoko.
We are justified if you are doing things scriptural.
Wakarurama kana uchiita zviri magwaro.
But if it's unscriptural.
Asi kana zviri magwaro.
I don't care how many you are.
Hazvinobata makawanda sei.
All of you perish.
Mese muchaparara.
You, all of you, suffer the consequences of that decision.
Muchadya zvibereko
I don't care how many of you.
No, brother.
Amen. You don't have to take comfort in numbers.
You
have to take comfort in the word. We have comfort in the spoken word. We have comfort in the message of the hour. We have comfort in the voice of God in these last days. We have no comfort anywhere else. We have no comfort at you even at your own home. Amen. You might be comforted at your own home.
Uno kona kunyara dzokumba kwako ikoko.
Kuna dzimwe dzimba dzekuti baba wacho inhubu, mai vacho inhubu, vanhu vacho tunhubu.
There are some families where their father and mother are delinquent, even the children.
Varuno sapota zvakaipa. Amen.
They are supporting evil.
Saka mukunetsika nevana aka musingazoti vamfana kugorekita havasi vana ndi baba vacho.
It's not the children's delinquency, it is the parental delinquency.
Nubu number one ndiye ari kudrive vana kuuya. Amen.
You are the cause of it all because you are driving the children.
Auto drive vana achiuya navo so achivafurira musikanzwa.
Driving the children and causing them to commit.
Auto musikanzwa yake pachechi. Amen.
In fact, the sin is.
Mopa vatanga zvaudzwa nababa vavo. Amen.
And then they start their mischief.
No, Brother Bram says, I think it's spoken word. Just keep that quote. I want to continue with it. Amen, amen. I think God called me. Brother Bram says, there is no parental delinquency. That is the problem, the biggest problem now. Parental delinquency.
They come into service at 12. Hey, where was this father?
He
is the father, the head of the home. Just to go to church, I'm following.
Parental delinquency.
Miscans, why Vabereki? The father is the number one in leading in delinquency.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let me continue with the quote. And every one of them almost did the same thing. But one certain little girl. I pray young girl. You be this certain little young girl. When you go to Monte Cassino there.
Monte Cassino.
Be this certain young girl. When you become a user. Amen.
Kana wa user.
And
you
invest in a Uber,
you know, at university there is a union of bachelors and union of ministers.
Kana wa yusa uripa uri. University. Yeah, Uripa Swinton.
Swinton hostel. Could you say it?
Swinton Yaganetsa.
It was a problematic hostel.
And I don't know if it is still
got the same reputation.
Uripa Manfred. Manfred.
You are a bachelor at Manfred.
Yes, because we couldn't with Swinton in Manfred.
There's Swinton and Manfred.
Those
were the problematic spots.
Amen. Can I do one NC1, can I NC2?
Maybe you are NC1.
We pray you be this certain little girl. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
She wouldn't tolerate it.
Amen.
She wouldn't tolerate it at all.
Akata and Didi Chivi.
She stayed in.
I got him cut.
At night time. She read while they were all out drinking. My brother,
brothers, when you notice certain people appear to be getting into the spirit, you must really discern whether isn't it intoxication by mbanje. You might think the person is
hallelujah,
in the spirit,
hallelujah.
But this person is high in mbanje.
Mbanje.
Oh, he's taking bronco. And you think the brother is in the spirit? He's drunk.
To my sister, she wants Castle Light.
And his sister's drinking Castle Light. You know, Castle Light, it doesn't really.
But
you know,
darker.
But it's still alcohol.
Can I say, I know, darker.
That's my job, I know it.
I don't work at Delta. We
have got the knowledge.
It's one demon.
A devil is a devil.
Just
have one girlfriend, not many. No, it's the same as
Adultery is drinking, gossiping, every day is still gossiping.
Even if you drink Bronco once, you have drunk. You want to fake coughing so you can justify drinking Bronco? I was testifying to someone at work. And then he said, which church do you go to? I know your church. I once escorted a wedding there.
Of my relative.
So I didn't know that you don't permit miniskirt, so I came in a miniskirt. And the girls laughed at me.
I felt very bad. But
what
surprised
me? After the wedding, all the girls were drunk, though in their long dresses. They were laughing at my miniskirt, but I was not drunk in their long skirts. They got drunk. I'm talking about a message wedding. The bridesmaids, and you see a lot of dancing in the message churches, weddings. Remember, they could be drunk.
They take something.
When they come back and they are getting into the church, the dancing has changed. Be careful. We are going to look for a breathalyzer. For the weddings.
Some people at weddings.
He refused to tell me the name. We know all the girls. I wanted to look for them. Even if they were not of our church, I wanted to find out. If it's you, repent. You know, the devil is not even ashamed. In a long dress, long hair, no makeup, but he's drunk. Hey.
Combination nature,
you know, it's oil and water.
There is no concord agreement. But they are doing it.
Okay.
let's see how we continue.
They
were all drinking.
Verse 9 otakwa.
Daytime she worked.
Pangwe, yes, during the day Aishanda.
Study.
Achiverenga.
And she was the laughing stock of the whole school.
You know, these days people are ashamed of keeping the message because they say I'll be ridiculous. People try to justify with a quotation which seems to support what the person is. It has not supported.
But
it's the person who is mischievous.
Amen.
Just trying to find a way.
And
to
she kept herself like a lady. Conducted herself like a lady. Although they were Roman boys.
Amen.
Although they were Roman boys. And everything around. Trying to get her out. She refused.
Akaramba.
No, sir.
Akaramba.
She stayed right with her lessons.
Akaramba ari muzidzidzo zvake.
Learning to draw. Learning to draw and to point.
Achidzidzisa kunyora neku pointa.
Aita art.
aita art,
learning to draw, and
achidzidzira
kudrawa, and she stayed with it,
akagara nazvo,
and finally
pekupedzisira.
Now remember, somebody is watching you.
Rangarira pane ari kukutarisa.
Remember, somebody is watching you.
Rangarira pane ari kukutarisa.
Whatever you are doing at your workplace,
pane zvauri kuita kubasa iwe,
somebody is watching you.
Pane ari kutokutarisa.
Whatever you are doing at school,
chero zvauri kuita kuchikoro,
somebody is watching you.
Pane ari kukutarisa.
So the greatest testimony of yourself,
saka chapupu chikuru chako iwe,
not what we talk about here,
hasi zvaunotaurira pano,
what they talk about there.
Because
right there, there is no deacon.
There
is no pastor.
There
might not even be a brother.
That
is where sisters then get to be very, very free. And brothers get to be very, very free.
That's why they dance and fall. There's a new dance where you dance and fall down. You see sisters dancing and then they fall down.
What if I use it?
And use it. You know what I'm speaking about.
Amen.
Amen. No, don't think it's far from the message.
No,
it's among us.
Brother,
I don't know them. And he says, no, you are the pastor.
She doesn't
say amen.
She's
so quiet.
After church, amen. After
service, if she greets you, ah, you are very fortunate. And
you
would say she's a very spiritual. And then somebody says, pastor, here is your lamp.
It was
sent to me on WhatsApp.
This sister Ning. Amen. Your sister,
she was dancing Zim Tanzo.
Zim Tanzo, nah.
She's dancing Zim Tanzo.
At school, at school, we don't even know what
to school. In a dance competition.
Specific day, yeah.
You know, specific day.
Sister, we're going to tamba and we're going to pejer wamari.
Sister is in a dancing competition.
Sister, we are pano.
And I said, sister, come.
Makambo, you won't know where
it is. Have you seen this video?
Makambo, you won't know where it
is. Have you seen this video?
Amen. Umazone, pamwa kutamba kanjiva and this.
I don't know. Maybe these days. She's dancing, Kanjiva. I don't know.
But in the good hours, experience young.
I'm talking about my experience.
I'm talking about people in Harare.
You have got the radio, you have got the videos. May God help us. At school there, our children behave responsibly. Fathers, vet your children from school. See if they are doing their homeworks. Amen.
Why does
he or she like swimming?
Swimming.
He doesn't like any other sport. Do that swimming. I want to go and kuno baguja.
Swimming.
And kuno baguja.
Doesn't
like any other thing.
Swimming.
Do that kuno baguja.
There's
something there.
Mwe osina kunaka.
It's a wrong spirit.
I mani kids go pachikoro pacho.
It's not forced at school.
It's no one's anoda.
It's for whoever.
Wapo mwana ndoyo anoda you.
Now your child wants that only.
Why do you tamba table tennis in skate yako refu tamba table tennis? Uchamba table tennis muri mumba.
Why don't you like table tennis? Une skate yako with your long dress but playing table tennis.
Ko unotamba chess.
What about chess?
Makagara imba table muchifunga.
When you are seated and you are thinking so much.
Swimming chete.
You only want swimming.
Swimming chete.
Unongoda chete kuno swim.
Ah, all right. Nasira hangu ipapo.
Now let's leave it.
Asi ndine doubt niwe.
But I've got a doubt with you.
Unochema msoti kubada uchichemera maina. Ndada swimming track. Ndada swimming costume. Ndada.
You are crying to your parents. Can you pay for my swimming fees and my swimming costume? Sister with 17 years.
Sister with 16 years.
16 years old.
Ujamba msoti uchichemera swimming track.
Crying for a swimming costume. Take it to the deacons. Take the child to the deacons. May you just interrogate my child. I think there's something behind this desire for swimming. She doesn't like any other sports. If I run, I faint. But at swimming, she has no problem with breathing underwater.
Maybe
I'm the one who's of the old school. But let's look at the reality of these things.
The prophet said
there will come foxes.
There
will come wolves dressed in sheep's skin.
But kuti uone kuti mumika unotarisa desire.
But for you to be able to notice that it's a wolf, you must tell by the design.
You look at the design. Because mumi haidi uswa.
You know a wolf will not
graze.
It does not have a desire for grazing. If you see a lion grazing, it is sick. If a dog is grazing, remember it is sick in the stomach. Dog owners, they know
this. Something wrong.
If you see a dog grazing, but if you bring out some meat, I bring dog food from home. From
work.
If we eat at lunch in the canteen, I take the food. If my dogs, they know if I open the boot, they know food has come. They come running out. They smelled the food. So they've been drawn by the smell of meat. So it's the same thing. If you are desiring a sport which makes you to always undress.
That's not a correct sport.
I see sport here.
Something, God help us.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let us go back. That was Samaria. But Samaria is good always. Because that is where Jesus helps the hardest, the worst.
Samaria just don't
because when he goes to Samaria,
just man in the Samaria.
That is where he meets the Samaritan woman.
Samaria.
And when he goes to Jericho, there is blind Bartimaeus. And there is Zacchaeus.
Amen.
So when he diverts the route, that is where we have the hardest cases.
Amen.
So when you see us go to Samaria, it's actually by intention. Amen. Because we want to help the hardest cases.
Amen.
They are found in Samaria.
Amen. From Samaria.
But we know the destination.
It's
Jerusalem.
It's Jerusalem.
But we go through Samaria. Because Samaria.
Samaria. That's where they are the hardest cases.
Hey. Lip glow.
The lip glow is always red in color. It makes the lips red. And no, brother, this is not lips, it's just lip glow.
But the demon is one.
But the demon is the same.
Amen. Washaya is ngaite kuti usaite pinky.
Are there no colorless lip glows?
Now you are Amen.
Quiet. Now I know I've touched a soft spot. I know it.
But got to be reality. Got to be real to one another.
Let's be open. When people are spellbound by a wrong spirit,
give me a quotation. Give me a quotation.
They will say, no, give me a quote. Give me a quote.
You guy.
Hey, you. My friend, you want a quotation for everything. Now give me a quote for you that made you do what you did. Now give me a quote that made you do what you did.
Antiti zvimwe zvacho kavanuka. Munongotarisa ngoti antiti lipstick chainga chakavengwa kuti kukuti muromo uchinjekala.
Amen. The purpose of lipstick is to color the lips.
Saka kana katikangona uchinjekala vamwe manje ati vamwe vacho hatitombozvizii. Amen.
Now when we see you change.
Takatikangozvona tozoti chinhu one.
Amen. Now when we see it we know it's one thing.
Atisikurwa ne act tikurwa nemweya wacho.
We are not fighting what you have done but the spirit behind.
Amen. So sometimes people think we are fighting the person.
But
no, we are not fighting the person. It's the spirit behind what has been done. We know if this thing continues,
it will end in disaster.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you seen our old ladies
doing
the same? Have
you seen old sisters with a problem of saying, which means the brother is also a gossiper. It's the same with the brother who is a gossiper.
If
you hear a brother is a gossiper, you know, it's a mismatch.
But because one of our brother, man.
But a sister, you can say, oh, we understand the problem with sisters, they talk. But if a brother is gossiping, it's a mismatch.
So find a brother on a PEM.
It's like a brother who has got PEMed hair. That brother, he desires long prayers and supplications.
All right, let me continue. I'll close very soon.
I don't take much of your time. You know it. People did not believe me.
I'll
do according to how you are pulling.
All right. And finally, an old custodian at the place kept watching her. Seeing she was much different, although he was a Roman Catholic, kept watching her, how she conducted herself. And one evening, the young girl in the park where the studio was, the place where she had the school, she walked upon the campus and went up towards the top of the hill. The sun was setting and she was standing up there, and her pretty clean face and her hair hanging down, looking across towards the setting of the sun. And the old custodian was raking down there in the yard. And he kept watching the girl as he raked. Something kept telling him, go and talk to her. Go and talk to her. So he laid his rake down. So took off his old slouch hat. Walked where the lady was. Cleared up his throat. She turned around.
He
said, pardon me, miss. And he noticed she has been crying. All the rest was out a big spree for the night. And he said, madam, I hope you understand me right in the right way, that I'm going to speak to you. You have been here for almost over 2 years. At
the campus, no father, no mother.
He's
been seen by the janitor.
For 2 years.
Yes, anga is missing here for
2 years.
That this girl is different from other people at the campus.
They are all at
MSU
here.
And we know all but there's one that is different.
Great Zimbabwe University.
That Great Zimbabwe University.
I was seeing you
from first year, second year.
Form 1
ones are now going to boarding school. May God help us. Do you think you are only speaking about those going to university? Even those going for boarding school. Because now you have got pocket money to buy everything you want. You think now you can, you are free to do what you want. Even at boarding.
Amen. Amen. My boarding. I must not expect to time get
hello. Amen.
Time get this go.
When we arrived at school, we will be searched.
Amen.
We will be. We will be stroked.
Time get this go. You go and see my son. Now you get it.
We will be stroked. There were some bullies who would do what we call welcome you to the school.
First day, I got to go to school.
There was a form four guy who had some muscles.
And Stan is
he was called
Stan.
And Stan came. He stood in the middle of the dormitory. And they said, young man, young boys, come and welcome me.
Brother, take a mania from all corners.
We ran from our beds. And he greeted somebody whom we don't know.
Yeah, you
young man, wait there. Sing a song you don't know. A song I don't know. You don't know the song? Clap.
In
those days it was Chitegete. You
want
to sing Chitegete? Why do you sing a song that you know? Everything you did, you would get some beating.
Now,
that would initiate others to become more mischievous, and others would be initiated to become more sober.
Amen.
Those things we must expect them. These days it's better. When we are in Form 2, we were really, really cocked up. Now it's our chance to bully others. The Form 1s will be in trouble by the Form
2s.
So we were just from being bullied. So we want to fight on others. You know, brothers don't bully others. You are a brother, but you are going around bullying other people's children. There are others who bully others at Sunday school here. At Sunday school, you are not allowed to stand at other people's. There are other bullies at church.
No, we don't do that, my brother.
Atikaro,
no. We don't. Amen. We have to be Christians.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Now, I wanted to see what was keeping this young girl.
Now,
of course, I've run in front of my notes. But this girl was being kept by something else. Now, look at what the janitor says. Okay, let's go to paragraph 222. Just
paragraph 222.
He says, yes, sir. I'm looking towards home when the sun is setting and across beyond that sun yonder in my homeland. She said, in that land there is a certain state. And in that state there is a certain city. And in that city, there is a certain house. And in that house, there is a certain boy. He too is an artist. When I left, to come over here.
Kuyakuno.
I pledged my love to him. And we are engaged one to the other. And no matter what any of the rest of them does, that has nothing to do with me. I promised. Amen. No, we are not just talking about this girl alone. We are Christians here. Amen. We promised God, amen, to live true to his word. We promised God to live true to this message. We promised God. So now this girl was living. She was bound by the promise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I promise to live true.
And
right. And she said, I'm longing for the day.
Amen.
We are longing for that day, brother. We promise to live true to Jesus Christ. We promise to live true to our Maker. We are longing for that day. That rapture morning, brother. Where we shall meet our Maker.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are not here forever. No, we are not here forever. We are not here forever, brother. One of these fine days, we are going to go up there. We shall meet our Maker. We are waiting for that day. So let us live through to the first that we make.
Amen.
No, we are going one of these days. And this is soon and very soon.
Tell
me, brother, time is fast spent. There is no more time. There is no more time to play church. There is no more time to do all those kinds of things. We are waiting for the day where we shall meet our Maker. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. No, this girl was just being gifted by a promise to a boy. It was not even a promise to God. It was just a promise to a boy. But that promise kept her virtuous. That promise kept her living right. That promise influenced the way she lived. May God help us. Amen. That's the promise that we made to Jesus Christ. May it influence the behavior. May it influence the way we are doing things.
Amen.
That promise. I promise to live right.
Because
I'm longing for that day when I feel myself. When I feel myself on top of the wings of that big plane. It will take me across the sea. We shall cross the sea one of these days. We shall cross the sea one of these days. I'm waiting for that day. Amen. Our Lord is coming back to earth again.
Amen.
I'm waiting for that great millennium day. When Jesus shall come back.
Amen.
When I shall take that flight.
Amen.
When I shall sing swing low. Amen. Swing chariot. Let me tell you, my sister. The bond not trouble with Jehovah. Amen. The bond not trouble.
Zimbabwe
Rema bond not.
Rema bond.
Richapera.
Amen.
Waku wapururuka, brother.
And you'll be flying.
So you can be okay. You know, 20 bond, you know, 60 user. Okay. Aye, Richapera. Amen.
It will be over.
Amen. We are waiting for that day. So if you see me living right, you know I'm waiting for that day. If I see you living right, I know you are waiting for that day. You are kept by a promise. You are held by a promise. That's the promise holding you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hear from him now. I hear from him now. Now, when you come to church, what is happening, brother? What is happening, sister? When you switch on that
tape,
what is happening, brother? You are hearing from him now.
Amen.
You are seated there right now. No, it's not there now. You are hearing from him now. Amen. When we are in this tabernacle right here, we are hearing from him now. Amen. He is the great I am. Amen. He is the I am. him, the ever-present God, hearing from him now. So right now, my brother, he can deal with your situation. Right now, my sister, he can come to your condition. Right now, my friends, you can feel him right now. Right now, my brother, you can receive the Holy Ghost. You will hear from him now.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Amen.
And it's jumping for Brongo. Right, man.
I'm not jumping for Brongo. I'm now in the spirit.
You can hear from me now. Brother, it's pointless for you to come to church and not hear him. Amen. It's pointless for you to listen to a tape and not hear him. But I'm imploring you this morning.
I'm
hear from him. Amen.
I'm persuading you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No. I hear from him now and then. I write to him.
No,
brother, you might not write to him. But you can pray. Amen. Brother,
when things are so hard in the world, when the Zimbabwean issue is so hard,
amen.
Let's be honest. Zimbabwe is a very difficult place to live right now. Let's be honest.
We all
got an increase in school fees. But there was no increase in the pay.
The employers
are not even, don't even want to talk about increments.
They just want to increase
the price of goods. But for the increase of the salary, no.
Amen.
Amen.
My headache, name my BP, name my ulcer.
It's a headache, BPs and ulcers.
Amen. Chokwadi, Jesus.
This is the truth.
Tikatoka na chiremba uri munomuti ngati botora BP utangira. Amen.
If we take the doctors and test the BP,
nema single sister no dona ne BP.
And single sisters, they will fall from BP.
Ushoti kunema kochi chaneta.
What is the problem?
Zimbabwe BP baya.
Zimbabwe is BP on its own.
But ndakutaurirei.
Let me tell you.
Atizumbo sinungurwa nekuchinja kwezvino aiwa.
We are not going to believe in a better economy. But liberated by Jesus. That's what liberated.
Hakuna munhu ane anza yedu.
There's no one
ane anza yedu ndi Jehovah.
The one who has got an answer is Jehovah.
Ndakusaka Jehovah ati kunyange zvakadaro, uya Ishe. Amen.
So Lord come.
That is our prayer. Even so come Lord Jesus.
Even so come Lord Jesus.
Even so come Lord Jesus. Because that is our only deliverance.
Don't you think already chete.
Politics is just
if you think politics will sort this mess, no. You are wasting time.
They
will change, the leaders will change, but nothing will change. Nothing.
Amen.
Even
amen.
Americans, they can change, but their policies will never change.
Their
foreign policy of other nations will never change.
Trump,
Obama,
amen.
They will say no. Let's subdue Africa.
Amen.
Why is it they try to befriend a neighbor like more than their own? How can they craft policies and laws that can better Zimbabweans without them getting something out of it?
Amen.
It's a lie.
Amen. Saka, isu zvatisunungurwa nezvozvo izvi.
We are not liberated by that.
Amen. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Right. And I will meet him.
Ndichasanga naye.
He is building a home.
Ari kuvaka musha.
Amen. Kumba kwababa vangu.
In my father's
kingdom,
in my father's kingdom, many mansions. I'm going to prepare a place for you. You young boys, you say I want to marry, but you don't even have a place to put that girl. You don't even have a pair of socks.
Amen.
Say amen.
Yeah, brother, no dollar.
When you for bus fare, you have to borrow someone. Mishure mechechi.
Amen.
You must be well planned. First. You want to take someone's daughter and you change her from what she wants to become worse.
Brother,
you are saying the economy is difficult. But faith is not in a difficult
we
economy.
We live by faith. Amen. Amen.
If there is a time we should live by faith, it's us in this age. If you think the solution is transferring your children, you transfer them from this school to that school.
So that's not the solution.
That school, they increase.
The solution is to believe.
Amen.
Believe in the Lord.
Amen.
Somehow he will take care of you.
Amen.
We don't understand how. We don't know, brother. Amen. But what I know, he took care of me more than 1 million people in the desert.
Amen.
There was no government. Amen. There was no Zimura water. There was no electricity. But he took care of them. Amen. So in this Zimbabwean desert, it might be very difficult when we look at it. But we look by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We were taught to look at the unseen. Amen. We don't look at what we see. We look at the unseen. We look at the unseen. We look at the unseen, brother.
There is an
unseen hand. Amen. Nothing to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land.
In
some sweet day, how rich that land, still guided by the unseen hand. We are not guided by me. You are not guided by anyone else. You are guided by that unseen hand.
Amen.
Amen. In fact, he knows your name. Amen.
Now, let's preach in
songs. He knows your name.
When God was speaking to Moses, he did not stammer to look for a name. He was direct Moses.
Samuel.
Samuel.
And
he went to Eli. Eli, you have called me.
And no,
Samuel.
When
you call the third time, he said, thy servant heareth. So God knows you by name. He knows you are Mchaneta.
But he's
the only one
who
never get tired.
Amen.
Amen.
Never
get tired.
When the issue
is about God's children, God, you say, no, no angel. No angel will take care of this. Angel will put brakes.
Michael,
sit down.
Gabriel, Garabas.
Gabriel, sit
Wemud
down.
Garabas.
Wemud, sit down. My children are in fire. And you see God in fire. When he comes to God's children, he does not send anyone. He comes himself. He will come himself to history. He will come to your home. If it contains his children, the good thing is, he will not go outside the fire. He comes to the fire with him. And his fellowship is inside the fire. If it contains his children, about his children, God.
Amen.
Amen.
I think it's fiction.
Yeah, you give us a testimony that some people say you are making things up.
My brothers.
Brothers.
Anemuya.
Spiritual.
I think it's fiction.
They will say, no, I think that testimony is a fiction. If Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's testimony was not seen, there would not be testimonies. There would never have been a testimony. People would not believe that. The fire at 7,000 degrees. And they were singing
Hosanna.
What kind of Hosanna?
But he comes for you. He comes to your help. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
No, there are certain statements that we not take for granted. No, Brother Branham says, God is prepared to bankrupt up heaven so that he keeps his promise. Amen. Brother,
Ama.
Now we are to this heaven that you are talking about. No, you see, the streets are of gold. The gates are of pearl. The foundation, some of them are diamonds. Some of them emeralds. Some of them are amethysts. Some of them jacinths. They come to us, my precious stones.
I looked at these precious stones.
One by one, it matters.
All of them.
Dictionary vara gumirwa.
And the dictionary came to an end. And some of them we don't know. They are only known in the Bible. And that one,
God is prepared to make the gate broke.
When
he so that he fulfills his promise.
Amen.
So let me tell you to this morning, God will fulfill his promise.
Amen.
You can rest on it. You can rest on his promise. You can rest on God's promise this morning. I'm very sure you will be healed.
Amen.
God is not a liar. No. When he says something, any faith brother is as good as his words. Amen. Any faithful sister is as good as his words. If God is faithful, he is as good as his words.
Amen.
So you can just read the promise and rest on it and tell people he's coming soon. He's coming very soon. Kuti zvafamba sei kuti achari zvazvewa chazvina basa. Zvikare ndazvina basa. Anouya chete.
Amen. How I don't care.
Behold, I come quickly.
He's coming.
And parku yasumbondisiya.
When he's coming, he's not leaving me.
Amen. Pamwe uchasara.
Maybe you are going to remain.
Hallelujah. But ini handisi kusara.
But I'm not remaining behind.
Oh man. Amen, amen.
Amen.
How many
are feeling all right?
We
are together.
Amen.
I'm checking if there are others who are sleeping. We don't sleep in church. There are other people who have got a very bad habit that when they sit in church, they feel like they want to sleep. They just want to rest their eyes.
Amen.
And they say, amen. What
amen?
Amen in what?
There
was a sister who was pretending in a church. She was sleeping once the pastor was preaching. We were all quiet in the church.
No,
the pastor was speaking on a very solemn story or a very solemn issue. And then the sister just rose up and said, hallelujah. From sleeping. All she knew was in church, we just say, hallelujah.
Sister,
and the pastor said, sister, may you please sit down. And then he started to work with the sister.
All right, I won't
tell you where it was.
But after church,
but after the service, everyone will be whispering about that issue.
Hey,
people will try to pretend like they are good brothers, but they really know and saw what happened.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
All right. That's the reason I act the way I do. I am true to the promise that I made to my boy. That's true. And he is true to the promise that he makes to me.
No,
a promise is reciprocal.
Munoziva vimbiso ikandiro kanoenda kunobva kamwe.
You can't just zungoita love and honor your own ndingonzi baba ndide chete mai havadu.
Achingote kuti the father, the husband must love, but the wife is not loving. When the husband brings chicken in, you must cook good food also.
You love chicken in,
the husband likes better.
In reciprocation.
It must also give and return.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I'll leave this one. Maybe I'll read some of it. Thank you.
And the Ganibusia probably so look at it back.
We want to go back to another brother. Amen. So this brother Branham speaks about him. His name was called Brother Jekmo.
Now
we are talking about the power of a promise.
Amen.
We want to see how strong a promise is.
Now,
this girl was living through because of a promise. Now let's look at Jekmo.
Now, all
right. This spoken word is Palmerworm Locust Kinkerworm Caterpillar 530612. Paragraph 69.
Paragraph 69.
I'm just doing for our brothers there. And it.
We all love the prophet. We all love the message. Is that so?
Amen. So, I'm reading this story from Midway. Because it's a very long story. So, because it's a very long story, I'm just reading it from Midway.
Amen.
I'm trying to understand if that clock is correct.
Okay, all right.
Then I'm in trouble. Amen.
All
right. So, he picked up. Now, Jekmo was together with his horse. He was a cowboy.
Jekmo, I am coming. I far away.
So, he was lost in the wilderness together with his horse. Now, Brother Branham talks about this issue a lot of times. And they were looking for water. And when they go to a certain place, there was a trail that had many tracks with many footprints of animals. And there was just a small one that went the other side. Now the horse wanted to take this other small one. And
Jekmo
thought this other bigger road is the one. So he beat the horse. He did everything. But the horse refused. Then Jekmo, as an individual,
says,
okay, if this horse has been faithful this far,
okay,
this time let me listen to the horse. And they followed the narrow trail. And when they followed the narrow trail, just after a few miles, they hit an oasis. And when they got into an oasis, it was a jubilee.
Even the horse, they all jumped into the water.
It was not an issue of whether it
is Zetero G, Vivon, Deribod
water.
That was not an issue. It was about water. They drank all the water that they wanted.
They were cowboys now.
You know, Papa and my cowboy.
Who were that will also.
Mangawari wapachi.
So we are taking it from there. Okay, let me see where. Now sometimes it switches off. You know, Zimaku save a power saga. Pangapachi ndindazo rasika kuti ndiri papi manj. All right. Mugandisira. Aha. Right. So I can read maybe from there. So he picked up his 30-30.
Saga akatora pfuti yake.
Now, so what happened is after he drank water, these cowboys were also having some bride there. So it was venison. Venison, yeah, is just game meat. So they had venison there. So after they ate together, then the next chapter now, chapter 2, then he brings out a bottle of whiskey.
Bottle of whiskey. Yes.
Now, when he brought out a bottle of whiskey, he offered to Jack
Moore.
And when he offered that whiskey bottle to Jack
Moore, then
Jack Moore says, sorry, I don't drink. Now, remember cowboys.
Rangarai ma cowboy.
They are rough brothers. Yeah, they love violence. So, they have their cowboy rodeo. They've got their cowboy rodeo. They've got their cowboy shooting. They've got such games. So, no, these brothers now. They offer this brother whiskey. No, he says, no, I don't drink. No, here's the reasoning. If our venison was good enough to eat, then our whiskey is also good enough to drink. You can't take one and leave the other. So if you have eaten our meat, you must also drink our whiskey. Amen. And no, these brothers were serious. So Jack Moore says, no, brothers. No, people, I don't eat. I don't drink.
And in we do in.
He is a gun. He takes out a 30-30. What is being referred to a 30-30 is a gun.
Then.
He takes out the 30-30.
Says,
now we have got two options. Either you become like the venison, or you eat our, or you drink our
whiskey.
Amen. No, but I want you to look at Jack's behavior. I want you to look at Jack's behavior. And he threw up the shell. And if anybody knows what that means out in the desert, now, Brother Branham also at one time was a cowboy. He understood the meaning of this. Naturally, in deserts, there is no law. No, they are the law themselves.
If he
shoots
you, it's over. No one looks for him. And you die there and the birds will feed on you. No one will ever find you. No one will ever try to look for you.
Amen. So when they throw the 30-30 Winchester up,
Winchester footyake,
it means something is going to happen. So he put the 30-30 like that. He says, now look. Now look, Jack. If our venison is good enough for you to eat, then our whiskey is good enough to drink with us. So if you are so goody-goody, and don't want to drink our whiskey, then he said, you can pay. Let your bones bleach on this desert. Now, that is how serious this issue was. It was now an issue of life and death. Then he said, wait a minute. Boys, before you do it, he said, I appreciate your venison. I will pay you.
He
says, we don't want you to pay. We want you to drink. Brother, sometimes you go to a corner.
You are put in a corner.
Amen, amen, amen. And be sociable.
We have been
You know, it happens in workplaces. Naenda kune imwe nyika na CEO na commercial director.
We went to a certain country with the CEO,
commercial,
and we were there and we sat at a meeting.
Paunongo swika mumusangano ipapa pakatogarwa pakaiswa magrazi ewine.
At that table it's already set wine bottles.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ndiripo.
And I'm there.
And
now you say, no, the pastor, today you really have to drink it.
No
one will see you here.
Brother,
there's one who sees me. God is seeing me.
Amen.
Now, you did well by calling me pastor.
Because I'm going to go to
When I finish drinking, you are going to say all pastors are hypocrites. Then you are going to say, we know them when they are alone. In my glass, put Coca-Cola. And they brought Coca-Cola. When they were king, they
told, you must stand your ground.
I was putting a Coke.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh ma. Hey, all right. I have to rush.
You wanna out in the chikurumi.
So he says, boys, just wait a minute.
Sganzi chimbo mirai.
Quiz ebra. I ain't going to drink.
Ina andisku zonwa.
Before you could, all right. I think pane zikisa imbijana. I think pane chama. Pane banashida kuerenga.
We skipped something.
Said, boys, wait a minute. I ain't going to drink.
And this is
but before you pull that gun up,
as Musati Mapura,
when he was leveling it up,
you know, Anga Mukapu Anga Nisa
says, I want to ask you something. He said, here,
Pano,
you take this jug.
Torai jagiri.
Amen. Indeed, right. And you take this drink.
Motora drinking.
Or I'll pull the trigger on this rifle.
He
says, just a minute. Before you pull the trigger, let me give you my testimony.
Says,
I hailed from an old blue grass country of Kentucky. And years ago, I stood at the corner one morning of a little trundle bed. My dad was gone. My mother was laying there and said the morning light was stealing across the little old bare floor. Same kind of a place I was raised myself. No boards on the floor, just the dead.
Amen. Panga pasina mapranga kumadziro.
Amen. And our kitchen table was stamped with legs in it.
Table in kitchen, changa chiri chitsiga chine makumbo.
Sawed off of a block of wood.
Chaka chekwa kubva pamuti.
Just stick up like that.
Chakangoiswa zvimiti.
That was one of our kitchen table.
Ndoyanga iri tafura yemumba.
Some of us used to eat on the bed.
Iwe mwamwe edu taidyira pamubhedha.
Others sitting in the old chair.
Mwamwe akagara pachair yakasakara.
Or built off an old of barn.
Yakavakwa kubva kuma muti.
He said there was a light store across there. God was taking home the sweetest person in the world.
My mother.
And said, me, a little barefooted boy, running along there, not knowing where I would go, I started out the door. She said, Jake, honey, come here. And I said,
and said,
I ran to see what she wanted. She put me in her arms around me. Her gray hair was trekking down her face. Says, Jake, you know your father died over here in a bar room with his boots on. He died a drunkard. And Jake, mother's going.
Amai
she says, here is a Bible laying here.
Bible ripano.
Promise me
ndivimbise, Jake,
that you never take a drink.
Ndivimbise kuti haufe wakanwa doro.
And I kissed my dying mother.
Ndakakisa amai vangu vari kufa.
Dying on the bro.
pamanza.
And said,
Dikat.
Her arms gripped me. And she held me. Until her breath left her body. And when I had put my hands away from her, decided to walk back. And fold them across her breast like this. As a dying mother. And they. I have never drank my first drink. From that time. To this. Now. If you want to shoot. Amen. He was standing by his promise. He was standing by his vow. He was standing by what he had promised. No, I am prepared to die for this promise that I promised. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you want to shoot about a time, the gun fired. And the jug busted in the man's hand. And stepped out of the canyon. Was a little bitty cowboy. Tears running down his cheeks. Now, this is another cowboy now. Who was also there hearing this story. Now, this other cowboy wants to see the shoot Jack Ball. This other cowboy shoots the jug of whiskey. And when he shoots this jug of whiskey, he comes down. Tears rolling down his cheeks. Amen, amen, amen. He says, just a minute. You won't do any shooting. No, sir. Look what happens when you stand by your promise. Look what happens when you stand by what you believe. He says, I too, Jack. There are many people here who have broken their promises before God. There are many people here who have broken their promises to their wives. There are many women here who have broken their promises to their husbands. There are many children who have broken their promises. Amen. I too,
Jack,
hailed from the old country of Ayond. Back there in the beautiful blue grass country. My mother was a Christian woman. With that old time religion.
Amen.
We are looking for Christian mothers. With that old time religion. Who take their children. For an old fashioned prayer meeting. Who take their children. And read scriptures with them. Who take those children. And listen tapes with them.
Amen.
Those old mothers, old time mothers, with the old time religion, those Susanna Wesley mothers, who had 2 hours to pray every day for the children, for the country, for the church. We are looking for those mothers. We are looking for those brothers who come to their homes and pray, brothers. And I promise, no. He says, my mother was a Christian. And he said, I promised her on her deathbed that I wouldn't drink. But I am sorry that I have broke that many times. Brother, I'm looking for somebody who is sorry. I have broke that many times. We should be a church on fire. Amen. We should be a church in another dimension. But people have broken their vows to God. Amen. The church has broken its vow to God. Amen. The vow for sincerity. Amen. The vow for honesty. The vow for a true living. Amen.
Can you
say, Amen. So somebody broke the
the vow. Some preacher broke the vow somewhere. Some people broke the vow somewhere. Some church broke the vow somewhere. But we need to go back. We need some more disfigured cowboys. We need some more disfigured sisters. We need some more disfigured brothers who can come and say, I'm sorry. I do broke my promise. How to broke my promise? Amen. But the big cannons of heaven hit my gun.
He's the one who shot the whiskey.
Says, hit my gun. May the big cannon of heaven hear your gun, brother. Amen. I don't know what kind of a gun you are going to shoot. But may the big cannon of heaven when it fired a while ago, I sealed a pledge with God. You must seal your pledge with God as a church. I sealed my pledge with God. I will never drink another drop. Amen. You must never have drunk. But you have committed adulterers. Shoot your gun this day and say, I will never commit adultery again. You might be the biggest gossiper. Amen. Shoot your gun again. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
It's a hallelujah.
You have to shoot it. You have to make your pledge. Amen. Oh my. Amen. Oh, okay. Right. That reminds me of an old time religion that my mother had. I will never drink it. And them men together converted that whole bunch of drunks to the Lord Jesus Christ. What converted that whole bunch of drunks? It was a brother standing by his promise. It was a brother standing by what he said. It was a brother standing by what? Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when things are happening. Now, yesterday, a certain brother, I won't say his name. He is here this morning. He sent me a quotation. This brother did not know I was going to preach today. And he did not know that I have this quotation as part of the notes. But for some reason, he just sent me the quote yesterday. and you know, sometimes those things are confirmations.
Amen.
I say,
Amen.
Amen. He's here. I'm seeing him right now. He's seated in here in church. Now, we can be in the spirit together, brother. Amen. Now, brother, man. All right. I'm taking this one from which book? It's okay. I can just read the first words and you can catch up, because
when I'm trying to look for the big, maybe I might get lost.
Brother Branham says, I made a vow to God a few years ago, going out with the full gospel businessman, that I wouldn't shoot game for somebody else.
Amen.
Unless it was an emergency. No, my brother, why don't you know much?
Brother, I would go hunting.
Saka, avai puwa pressure.
So you be put under pressure.
Ni my brother, no go na utenga nyama.
My brothers who are able to pay for the meat.
Beef wanu afford.
They can afford beef.
Chicken wanu afford.
They can afford chicken.
Mutton wanu afford.
They can afford mutton.
Pork wanu afford.
They can afford pork.
But brother, why puwa pressure?
But brother Branham was put under pressure.
Draw venison.
May you bring me venison.
Mundu draw impala, brother Branham.
Bring me impala, brother Branham.
Bring me a deer, brother Branham.
Dikireyo mwembwe ama.
What about a dog, brother Branham?
Dikireyo mene.
Amen. So Brother Branham would go hunting with a lot of pressure. He wants to shoot a deer for this brother, a doe for that other brother, a javelina hog for that other brother, an impala for that other brother. So he goes, he shoots animals all over. And when he shoots animals all over, he comes back with a truck full of animals for this businessman brother. And God came to him. He says, that's not right. Those brothers can buy meat.
It's my business.
They can afford.
So
why are you cleaning out the whole forest?
Why say now you profit?
These brothers can.
So now
Brother Branham, what did he do? He vowed a vow to God. That I am not going to shoot. There are some things that you also take for granted that God is particular about.
When
you say we concentrate sometimes on the very big items, but God sometimes will look at the very small things that you think doesn't matter, and to God those things matter.
And
I normally tell brothers, a mountain will never cause you to fall. No, there is nothing like that. When there is a mountain in front of you actually make a plan that I'm going to go in this direction and then come the other direction and boom, I'm gone. But what makes you to fall is that small useless rock in the road. That is why you see when you come in some buildings, they will just tell you, mind that step.
Change right on my step.
They know that is just that step. It's when you are stepping unknowingly. So my brother, it's those small things that we leave undone
that singa ite
that causes things.
Does no consideration.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Panonga brother wemweya.
There's a certain spiritual brother.
Paruba ku church.
After church.
Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah, Mary. Garumbizwe.
Mukadzi home Baptist.
His wife is a Baptist.
So he gets home.
Asika kumba.
The sister says, ah! This holy Lord has now come.
I got, Matsene vekumburuka.
Oh, kuti mtwena. Masvika.
Matsene vekumburuka vauya vadzoka kumba.
And you know what happened to this brother?
Muzana amaita sei?
Amen. Put hands on the sister.
Oh, vaisa ruoko.
Satan, buda mstera Jesus.
Start casting out demon. Get out demon from my wife. Demon out of my wife.
Vapedza munamato.
After prayer.
Wasting prayer.
Vapedza vapachura munamato.
Zvikanzi Satan kubikira sadza.
To cook sadza for the devil.
Satan who I need.
To iron Satan's clothes. Satan to iron clothes for you. Satan to bear children for you. Satan is going. And the woman started packing. The wife started packing.
This brother, now to him was a very difficult situation. But he runs to Brother Branham. Brother Branham, she's already packing.
Brother
Branham looks at him and says, brother. What did you do? This brother was honest. I wanted to cast that devil, brother. I wanted to cast it out. No, brother. It's not. Demons are not cast out by anger. They are cast out by love. May God help us. May love prevail amongst the brothers. Then he says, okay, what does your wife love?
He loves vanilla.
Chitengai ma vanilla, brother.
Buy vanilla.
Manya isos muchikurumiza.
And quickly rush home.
Brother, idamu ziko home. Beri tongerato risagadzirigega.
When there's a big situation, you think you cannot solve it.
The answer was dora for two.
Amen. Yanga ingori dora for two.
That was the answer.
Yanga the answer.
Samulo kunofungoti mune damu ziko home. Beri akakura risagadzirigega.
You might think you have got a very big problem.
Amen.
Amen.
And
when he brought the vanilla, the sister stopped packing and looked at the vanilla. And whose vanillas are these? And they are yours. I'm sorry, you are not the devil in this house.
zviite futi wazvinzwa. Tazviite futi.
Never do that again.
Saka dzimwe nguva chingoti matambudziko ase kubva maitira hasha. Amen.
So many times you use
the answer might be very, very simple. Amen.
It might
be a very simple solution.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right. So let me go back to this one. Alright, I have to close. I'm sorry, Brahma Queen. Sorry. I'll have to close. Amen. So let me read this one. I told the brothers I'm going to read this one. Let's go, brother. And here is Brother Jake Palmer.
You know Brother Jake Palmer?
Is he here? And Brother Jake from Georgia. He was from Georgia.
Jake, Georgia.
He usually comes up. He was standing there. And the night before, says, Brother Branham, get me a deer. Amen. And I just shook. Because I knew I had vowed. I wouldn't do that.
And it was
4 or 5 years ago. Because that year, I killed 19 head of elk alone.
Ndakauraya ma elk kana kuti nhoro dzeku America 19.
Just for them businessmen who sit around and talk their business.
Kuurayira ma businessmen anongotaura achiunganira kutaura zvebusiness.
Anongotaura zvebusiness akauraya church. Amen.
He only thinks about business when he comes to church.
Awasingati kutaura zvimwe azvanzi ndova ndikaurayira ivavo. Amen.
Thinking about spiritual things. These are the ones I killed the elk for.
Andondova ndauraya 19 ma elk.
I killed 19.
Well, the Christian businessman chapter and Moses.
You know the Christian.
That's ivava. Ndova ndada say. I was a brother, I was a blaster, Terry Varuma, 1965. This man, Vanga Gudana, father so and so, can't you see? Amen.
I
would have to go out and kill their game.
And they found out in the chain, they go and don't know where I was carrying.
And if you put me in a middle class. But I wouldn't do it.
Asante, just eat.
Let's go faster, brother. Amen. I wouldn't do it.
And just eat.
I can't see. All right. I wouldn't take them to where it's yet.
And China,
but I won't shoot it. So I promised God I wouldn't do it. So then I got and left the place. Going back down the hill. And a voice spoke to me. Okay. And said, why not walk with me? I think I skipped something. Yeah, I think I skipped something. All right. All right. Okay, that's fine. Let's go to paragraph 104. And I stood there. And I heard a brush break. And I kind of raised my hand up. With a red shirt on now.
Ndine red shirt.
And a red band around my head.
Ndine chibhanire chered.
And a red handkerchief wrapped around one of these western heads.
Ndine imwe handkerchief ye red yakaiswa pa heti dzechi western.
Kana muprofita angaenda manje kunovhima anyatsoita zvechi western zvaitwa ipo.
When the prophet went for hunt, you to dress like a hunter.
Akapfeka ka heti katsvuku ne hembe tsvuku ne heti tsvuku ine kayeyo katsvuku kakasungirirwa zveikoko. Amen.
With the red bands.
And I looked.
Zvino ndakatarisa.
And there stood 2-3 deer standing right by me.
Pamberi pangu panga mbamire.
Just walked up there. In that rate. All that was shooting over 100 men. And they had been shot at 40 times, I guess. And they have scattered right now. But they didn't. They just stood and looked at me. Brother Branham promised somebody.
Brother Branham had promised God.
Brother Jake, what brother? Monday zero deer.
Brother Jake said, bring me some deer.
Zova deer, zava zango shiko, zawira zeka, zawira mtwanda.
And the deer had come on their own. Now it's easier to shoot.
Atisito muda effort.
They don't need any effort.
Zaka tongo mirai babo, zato uya zeka.
They have come on their own, they are standing close.
Opportunity amuka.
Like an opportunity has come.
But that was not an opportunity.
Wanga usirimuka anaba.
Amen. And find meat.
Nyama yakanaka. Two fully grown phones and a big door. And something said to me, there is a dear for Brother Evans. And one for Brother Welsh. And one for the Methodist preacher. My brother is
Akwana.
It's
enough for all the three brothers.
As this is opportunity, I remember opportunity. Not
every opportunity can save opportunity. God is testing you.
There is exactly what God has given to you now. They can't get away. There is no way for them to. And I had a rifle hanging on my shoulder right there. Before they even got around, I would have killed the three of them. Like before they could even move, they was right in my hands. There they are. Just three. Easy to roll them down. And told them right down on out. And I thought that would be very easy. There was three of them. And then we could go home from there. Get out of the mountains. And as I looked there, at them there, they were standing looking at me, just as quietly, about 50 yards,
where
I just stood still.
Let's just say 15 years from we kusika
padoor. Padoor.
And the deer standing at the door. Even if they are good, they can sprint. But they are just as good as death.
Prophet was a sharpshooter.
Our prophet was a sniper.
He was a sniper, brother.
He knew that these ones were dead meat.
And I don't know whether you fellows hunt deer. But they are odd. They are odd. When they don't, or not certain, they will fix their feet like this. And then they watched me. And the only thing was just to throw my rifle. And they are gone. And then I remembered. Amen. I promised God I wouldn't do that. And I remember that. I thought, no, I can't do it. That isn't right. I promised God I wouldn't do that. And when you make your promise, you stay with it. God expects you to. Somebody say amen there. Amen.
Amen.
Where and there I thought, just perfectly in my hands. But yet I promised him I wouldn't do that. I said, go on. Mother, take your babies. Go on into the new hoods. Enjoy yourselves. I love this too.
Go and enjoy
the woods.
I love it too.
You are in my hands. But I ain't going to kill you. And they came a little closer. That's what we did.
Amen.
That's unusual for a deer. And they look at me. You know, they turn their head. Me standing there, dressed in red, with a rifle in my head. And they walked a little closer than almost I could feed them from my hands. And they nosed around there. In a few moments, turned around, walked back a little piece, and they stopped.
brother. They
know that this man is in a fit.
He's
not going to do anything.
He's
bound by his promise.
He's
not going to shoot us.
Pana.
Nothing.
Pana.
He's not going to. He's bound.
Amen.
A promise, brother.
Amen, amen, amen. Something kept saying. They are right in your hands. They are right in your hands. Let me tell you what you are saying. Demon.
Demon.
Amen, amen, amen.
Everything that forces you to go against the promise is the devil. If you vow to God that I will sing for you until I die, you must be regularly up here.
Amen.
Even all the old man stop singing. Continue singing. You are the one who spoke to God.
Mudara famba ne road. Amen.
But I'll sing to you until I die.
And now you famba you testify.
Go and testify.
Vanhu vagoti ko mudara pindwa ne you. Iwo ndi uri kuziya. Amen.
And people will say,
"Somukadipisana na Mwari."
Why doesn't he stop testifying? You are the one who spoke to God.
Kana wakati Mwari chaparidza paridza chamwari.
If you say to God, "I'm going to preach." Preach.
Amen. Akuna vanoparidza ramwe ko vanoparidza ne vimbiso.
Some are preaching according to a promise.
Brother Branham vakaenda kugehena.
Brother Branham went to hell.
Vane makore 14.
At 14 years.
Vakaona madzimai ane face powder vari kuiko.
And they saw women in face powder.
Ndadzoka futi
animoziya. I've come to the makeup again.
Vone koko.
And he saw them in face powder.
Nima eyelashes, nima eyeshadow, nima mvuru yepamaziso nemvuru yepasipamaziso.
And the eyelashes, eyeshadow and
everything.
And they saw them there. He saw them. And he promised, whilst in hell, that God, if you get me out of
here,
and I will preach from the rooftop.
So when he saw Brother Branham never compromised,
because he was taken out of hell. He never wanted to return. What are you preaching for? You are preaching for fame. You want the people to say, "I'm the one who brought it down."
Listen to what you talk to God. If God called you and you promised something, do it.
Can I have this marriage eta?
Amen. Pano wangu imbaru masinguru apa pawangocha tata wadaso kumisra kuhone ipapo.
There are some of our brothers and sisters who were good singers when they were singing, but after getting married, we no longer see them here. I don't know if the singing spirit went away because of marriage. We were preaching single. Now you were working for God, you were single. After getting married, dormant. Say amen.
She forgives the calling of the repentance.
Hanzi zvipozwa mari nekudanwa hazvinei nekutendeuka.
Enda zvinei nemuchato futi.
It has Hanzi it gives them calling without marriage.
Zvinei nemuchato.
It doesn't matter you are married or not.
Pamwe chato taura nemadikoni ataura na brother pamwe vari kunetsa.
If an adventure will tell the deacon to visit the family, maybe there is a domestic issue.
Kuti kuku sita vaitimbira zvakanaka vari singuru kungororwa obva waita mute.
Her sister was singing for us so well when she was single. When she got married, she went silent. She was singing all.
Sine soprano, sine alto, sine bass, vari sister.
Bass. Now it's zero.
Pano wanda bata ndizi.
I think I've hit a soft spot.
Amen.
You must repent.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Something kept saying.
They're
in your hands.
They're
right in your hands. But the Lord has put them in your hands. I promise I wouldn't do that. Since then, I thought you know. David was laid right to the very side where Joab was laying, to where King Saul was laying. And Joab said,
Mambo Sauro, Joab,
the Lord has delivered him into your hands.
Isheva vapa Sauro mumaoko enyu.
Ndani nezva David ndakusisiya because tafana kuenda kumba. But David, brother.
But David.
Pano wangu brother akainzi Shimei.
There was a brother called Shimei.
Makangoita problem muJerusalem.
He had a problem in Jerusalem. That his son rebelled against him.
Shimei, brother, was nini nyachova akira.
And Shimei, who had nothing to do with the David's in-house problems. And he wanted to join things that he had nothing to do with him. Shimei would have just stayed in his house. And he would pray to God in his house. And
he
would never even care about him. And that thing would never have even added or submitted anything. But he entered into things. He had an evil alliance.
He was now
of the issue. Have you heard? The issue has nothing to do with him.
Brother Shimei.
And he would kiss and he spit. Satan. You are full of blood.
Joab, Abishai
was there.
Hey,
king, can we leave this dog to do this to our king? Just permit me to decapitate him. And David said, what if the Lord has allowed him? So other things, leave it. Maybe the Lord has allowed it. And the war was fought and Absalom died. Who came first to David?
Brother.
The same brother. He knew that my group has been defeated. So he knew that things can go. He said, no, I'm sorry, king. You know, I was just too emotional.
Abishai
said,
brother Abishai was ngatani.
Brother Abishai was quick on the trigger. Can I behead him? Can we kill a man on such a day? I promise to God I won't kill him. Until David died. He was bound by that promise that I won't kill Shimei. But when he was dying, but I'm dying. I'm dying with my promise. But Shimei and Solomon, you know, you are a wise man, Solomon. You deal with Shimei in a wise way.
You know what time of war. Brother Solomon,
and now Solomon was on the throne. And he was wise.
Brother Shimei,
please come over. I know you had an issue with my father. But my father was a man of God. But me and my father were different. My father was bound by his promise. Now I'm also going to bind you by a promise.
Promise
in your Your promise is not difficult. You, Brother Shimei, never go out of the boundaries of the
church.
Never go out of the church. The day we hear that you're out of church, we'll cut your head. Men of God, that is a very simple promise. That I should not leave the church. Second year, third year. It did not start in his house. It was started by the servants who are mischievous. They just went out of Jerusalem and did not come back. No,
you are bound
by a promise. It doesn't matter your servants. And he settled his horses. And he followed after the servants.
No,
they were spies who were spying on Shimei. Look on Shimei, nothing else. Looking at binoculars on Shimei. When he went out of Jerusalem, he's out of the city.
We've
got the evidence of the
city.
We've got the footage. Now we can send on WhatsApp.
And he said, Shime,
you promised. Yes.
But wabuda.
Now you are out.
Brother, vimbiso ine simba.
A promise has got power.
Ndo mafiro akaita.
That's how he dies.
But nyaya yacho mukaita sendo tongeri justified.
But if you look at the case, it's like it's just, you know runamisa.
Kuti vashande vangu vatiza pamba ndatida kuvabutera kuti ndione zvofamba sei. Ndazina kubuda muJerusalem.
My servants has gone out of the city and I've gone after them. But the issue is you've gone out of the city.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. And all right. And I stood there, and about paragraph 115. And they watching them, they got close and close. And they were turning, walking out in the hoods. I just stood there, dumbfounded like that. And when they went away, that voice spoke down again. That shining. The sun shining on my back.
Zuva richipenya kumusana kwangu.
Pese paitoke mwari wasi.
It looked like God was not there.
You remembered your promise.
Warangarira vambimbiso yako handiti wadaro.
Amen.
Amen.
I said, yes, Lord.
Ndikati hongu ishe.
I remembered my promise.
Ndarangarira vimbiso
yangu. I know that's you.
Ndinoziva kuti
ndini. I can't see you.
Handikwanze kuona.
Lord, but you are somewhere. I said, I don't see you, but I hear your voice. I know you are here. You kept your promise. You remember, he said, you kept your promise. You remembered your promise. I will remember mine too. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, my. I haven't felt the same.
And Simon Mumechete Zakari.
I came up since I came up the mountain. All afternoon, it was vision after vision happening, taking place. I came on down. It seems like everything has been different since then.
Everything
is gone. Why has it gone? He remembered his promise. Now, are you remembering yourself? Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Now, Brother Branham says,
no
matter what the reason, okay, that's the reason I act the way I do.
We've come to that girl which I promised to
I am true to that promise that I made to that boy. And he is true to the promise that he makes me. I hear from him. And I write to him. Corresponding with one another. We are still holding our vows. Waiting to meet. Oh, how thou would do for a real Christian. To get away from the things of the world. And someday. You talk about the coming into the port. On the wings of a dove. He is coming for a bride. One that don't fool with the world. All the things of the world. She is washed in the blood of the Lamb. She is flesh. Her love to him only. The love of the world is gone. And dead to her. The marriage of the Lamb has come. And the bride has made herself
right.
Now, Brother Branham says, let's think on these things while we bow our heads. Let us bow our heads this morning as we now come to a close. Someday, as I look towards the setting of the sun, I too, 31 years ago, now, to you, it might not be 31 years ago. It might be 5 years ago. It might be 10 years ago. For me, it's 25 years ago. I made a pledge to one that I loved. All my love to him. I always tried to hold him up.
Now, I've got a question to you this afternoon. Have you always tried to hold him up and to hold his words wherever I go? I know there's many others sitting in here that is waiting for the day when the old sheep of Zion shall come. Now, brother, we are waiting for the old sheep of Zion. It will come on that port one day. It will come one of these fine days. And we are waiting to pick up our souls and to take us in the presence of Him whom we love and has pledged to love. There's some here this afternoon who has never made that pledge. Are you here this afternoon who has never made that pledge to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Are you here this afternoon, my brother, who has never made that pledge? You can show by raising your hands. You can make that pledge this afternoon, because he's coming one of these days. And there are some here that has made the vow and they have broke it. Now I'm talking to you, church. Are you some of those brothers that has made that vow and you have broken that vow? You are saying, Lord Jesus, I am here. I have made that vow, but I broke that vow. I'm that girl that the pastor was talking about. I've committed adultery. I've drunk castor lights. I've played with things of this world. You are here, you have broken that vow. You have broken that vow, my sister. This is a Solomon moment. This is a Solomon moment, my brother. This is the time where we can re-engage with God. We can make our vows again. You can be like that cowboy. You can shoot that gun and say, I'll never do it again. I'm sorry, Lord, I've done it, but I'll never do it again. Some of you have broke it. If you are that condition, friends, why don't you just come back right now? Maybe you want to stand up where you are. Maybe you want to stand up where you are. Maybe you want to raise your hands. I don't know what you want to do. And renew your pledge. If you haven't make it, why don't you come and make it this afternoon? Say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah. Remember, if you have already made that your pledge and still mingling with the things of the world, Jesus will not have a bride like that. Jesus will not have a church like that. He will not have one that's adulterous. All your love must be to Him. And if you love the things of the world and the fashions of the world better than the love of God, then you have not made it yourself. If that person is here this afternoon,
amen,
with our heads bowed, everyone meaning it this afternoon. Now this is the Solomon time. This is a Solomon time, brothers. This is a Solomon time. It's a time where you rethink or you think about your life. It's a time you think about the way you have been living. You are saying, Lord, forgive me. Lord, you have messed upon my soul. I'm not what I used to be. I have broken my marriage vow. I have broken my vow with you. I've broken my vow with my friends, with my wife. You say, Brother Branham, pray for me. Brother Branham is not here. But I will pray for you this afternoon. I will pray for you this afternoon. If you believe that God has spoken through you, through me, then I can pray for you this afternoon. And God will hear my prayer, sure. And God will undertake for you, sure. I know I'm doing things that I shouldn't do. Pray for me. God bless you, my Indian sister. There was an Indian sister in church there. No, God bless you, my Shona sister. God bless you, my Ndebele brother. God bless you, my Malawian brother. Hallelujah. Amen. And anyone else, raise your hands. With your hands, with those who are willing. We shall pray. May God bless you, all of you, with your hands raised. God is seeing your hands. It's not me.
Is God seeing your hands? I believe we must go back to those olden ways. I believe we must go back to that old love, my brother. I believe we must go back to that old sincerity, my sister. May God have mercy upon us. Amen. Amen. Tauya masikati anosekereke baba. Tichizicherechedza Ishe Jehovha. Baba tinoziya muimba akamboimba. Hakati ndicherechedzei baba. Asi Ishe tinoziya shoko rakazouya. Rikati zvinzverei imi moga amene. Haikona kumirai kucherechedzwa. Masikati anotazvicherechedza Ishe. Takasimudza maoko edu Mwari. Tinoziya takatyora mhiko pamberi pechiso cheyu. Baba takaita zvatisingafanire kuita. Tikataura zvatisingafanire kutaura. Baba tikapinda matisingafanire kupinda. Baba tinonamata masikati ano. Baba tiregererewo Mwari vakatendeka. Kana paina aripo masikati ano akasimudza maoko achirevesa. Kana aripo masikati ano akasumuka achirevesa. Jehovha munorava zvakavanzika zvemoyo. Uyai baba mugobatsira. Uyai Ishe Jesu mugopindira. Tishe tiri kuuya. Baba semukauboyi akaridza pfuti. Baba akarova bhodhoro rewhisky. Akati pfuti payarirai. Ndanga ndichisaina pledge kuti handichazviiti zvakare. Masikati ano pane Mwari kuti vhangeri paridzwa iri. Ndaita pledge Ishe yekuti handichazviiti zvakare. Baba kana aripo tinonamata. Ropafadzai mubatsirei. Muzadzei nesimba remweya mutsvene. Jehovha tanamata masikati ano. Tichikumikidza kereke ino. Mukati meruoko rwenyu. Baba tinoziva kuti hakuna mumwe ungaichengeta. Hakuna mumwe ungaibatsira. Ndimi moga Ishe Jesu. Tinoisa vakuru vekereke mukati meruoko rwenyu. Baba vabatsirei panguva dzakadai. Tinoziva kuti zvinongotorera imi moga. Asi Jesu tinokukokai baba. Tinoziva kuti basa harisi remunhu. Ibasa renyu Jehovha. Uyai baba mugopindira. Uyai mugofamba. Tenzi takukokai masikati ano. Baba tinoziva kuti vese vakakukokai. Kunyange zvikepe zvaitopidiguka. Zvichiita kunge zvakunyura. Jehovah mighty peace be still. Masikati ano tinoti baba. Uyai mugoti rugare pakati pedo. Ishe Jesu chikepe chikofamba. Tanamata. Tichiziva kuti rimwe remazuva. Tichasangana nemi. Taita sekamusikana kaya. Kakatarisi. Uyo wakapikirana naye, uyo wakatidzirana naye, takatidzirana nemi baba, Ishe Jesu kuti tichasiya zvenyika, tichasiya zvepasi pano, tichasiya mimhanzi yepasi pano, baba rimwe remazuva, muchauya muchititora, tichaenda pamapapiro, ewe njiva chena, samasimba, in the clouds of heaven, Ishe, they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, when our Lord shall come again, oh Jesus, it'll be a glorious moment, baba tanamata. Nekutenda zvikumikidza zvinhu zvose mukati merungu okay muzita Jesu Kristu. Amen. Tichaimba tichafara kana Jesu ouya asi vachache kana Jesu ouya tichai tichafara kana Jesu ouya asi vachache kana Jesu haleluya tichai tichafa kana Jesu ouya asi vachache kana Jesu haleluya ticha imbe timetese ticha fa kana Jesu ouya asi vachache kana Jesu pamakore pako ekude Kristu achadzokazve nyika ichafara here kana Ishe ho haleluya ticha hi ticha fa kana Jesu ouya asi vachachema